Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's up, guys? Your boy Chingo here. Before we get into the episode, quick reminder, we would really appreciate your support at patreon.com/redpillthamales. You guys are the reason we still have freedom of speech. I took a big risk stepping out of the mold, going against the grain, and talking about this perspective on all the issues that affect our lives. So if you dig that Red Pill Tamal, sign up, join the community, and get access to multiple shows, premium content. We got episodes dropping out the wazoo. All right, that's it. Enjoy the show. Sas. This is RPT season number 8, episode number 9. We are one away, one shy of a hundo. It is Friday, October 22nd, year of our Lord, 2021. Don't forget, guys, your FJB shirts are now available for a limited time at chingobling.com. What does FJB stand for? Frijoles, jalapenos, and bacon.
Ooh, it's a bacon. Recipe.
That's what Midnight said on stage. He's like, that's the recipe. I am a stand-up comedian. I am on tour. My tour is wrapping up. Shout out to San Antonio. Amazing shows. Our next stop is Irvine, California, November 3rd. We're going to push back Raleigh. I know some of y'all are like, man, I thought y'all was coming to Raleigh. Don't worry about Raleigh right now. November 3rd, Irvine, California. And then Houston, Texas, November 5th through the 7th. And then Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right, November 11th. And then Salt Lake City, November 18th. Por favor, believe it. Freedom of Speech Tour. Get your tickets now, chingobling.com. Sign up to the newsletter. Besides Patreon and the newsletter, get on that Discord, baby.
Yeah.
Support our free speech. Stay in the loop. We got to have a tightly knit community, so we are, up on game with everything. So we now have a Discord. I'm on there. Right now, my username is RPT.
We're going to change. I think the people said we need to change it to Tamale King, so I think we'll do that.
Fuck it. We'll change my shit. But you can unlock access when you sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/redpillthamales. It's a place for the Thea to meet up and chat. What's the Thea? The Tamale Intelligence Agency. Come on now.
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, but there's more. On today's show, we're going to talk about, how do you pronounce that, Loudoun?
Yeah, Loudoun County.
Loudoun County. Some shit went down. It involves the parents and the schools and the community, and we're going to talk about it. Also, interesting COVID statistics. There's always interesting COVID statistics. Yes. Also, police dogs recognize freedom. You're going to have to give me... that's very vague. Okay.
I know.
Stories from the Thea. And more. Give us a review on iTunes right now as we speak.
Yeah, it's almost like we have to like wait for, because we do put up a bit of a teaser for all of you. I don't even know what the word, what's a good word in Spanish for, I remember one time we were doing a Juve video and you were like, come on, cooperen, you know, los que no quieren cooperar, whatever. Mm-hmm. I forgot what the joke was, but if you haven't signed up, you know, you get the first 10 or so minutes of the podcast. But that Loudoun County case was probably what got Crowder taken off of YouTube. You know, he talked about it in depth on The Blaze, on his Mug Club.
He got kicked off YouTube.
Yeah, he got another strike last week.
He got a strike for talking about this thing?
So he...
How? What did he say?
I mean, we'll talk about it in about 8 minutes when this teaser's up. But the assault stuff, you know, that happened at this whatever. But anyway, I think it was all bundled. He got an email. It was all bundled around like hate speech again and this kind of terms and conditions about what he talked about and inciting violence against that community, I believe. But he did a whole thing on it on Mug Club and on Rumble. And then Tim Pool did a whole thing, not for him, but he covered that story as well. But yeah, he got a week suspension off YouTube.
And there we go, ladies and gentlemen. even Patreon has been kicking off. some people for stuff that they do on other platforms.
They've been known to do that a few times.
So sign up to the newsletter, stay in the loop, join the Patreon. We've been approached by another platform who they claim they protect your freedom of speech even more. But we just, you know, it feels like the podcast, even though we're on episode 99, it feels like it's barely catching roots. And it's a tricky thing. It's like, do we move everybody? Do we tell everybody, hey, guys, I know you might be on the $5 tier, but now we got to be on this whole other website. You get access to other shows, but it's now $9.99. And so look, the real fear is Google and YouTube might say, hey, now, hey, man, we got a new emergency now, climate change. Watch what you say about Greta. Tread lightly when you talk about Greta. You know what I'm saying? If it's hot outside, don't say it's warm. And so on. So that's the world we're living in. And that's why we got to beat you over the head so damn much over like the newsletter, patreon.com/redpillthamales.
Yeah.
And it's not, unfortunate we got to like be all up in your grill like that.
It is. But it's a part of the world we live in, right? Like we've come to accept, and everybody that is on social media for a purpose or another knows that like you're a media company. I've said that a long time ago. Like even if you're making shirts, if you're Angel or whoever, you make shirts, but you're a media company because you have to get that word out. You have to make content. And you have to get people aware of what your service, unless you're absolutely boots on the ground, going door to door, knocking about, you know, your business and handing out cards. You have to be on social media, have a presence. Speaking of, we got our ads account back yesterday.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're able to give Facebook money so that people can see our posts again.
Yeah, and hopefully not to press it simultaneously while they're saying like, oh, you're allowed to have your ads account and you can give us money, but we're probably still going to suppress it even though you don't know about it.
Suppress the ad?
Yeah, hopefully they don't do that. I'm joking. Man. I'm joking. Yeah.
Man, bro, everybody listening, man. Like, when I was like, hey, y'all, I'm not convinced with this Biden people. I'm not convinced with the Democrats. I'm kind of liking what Trump's talking about. This is how I voted. A lot of people are like, career suicide. You know, career suicide because you're splitting your fan base and you're going to piss off all the Democrats that want open borders and you're Mr. They Can't Deport Us All and you over here promoting this guy to call this rapist. And with career suicide, that wasn't a career suicide part.
No.
That wasn't a career suicide part. The career suicide part was you're going to be shadow banned. That part was like, oh, I didn't factor in big tech.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were going to target my motherfucking ass like that. But go on, Rob.
Yeah. Well, shout out to the What Did He Said page. That one, I don't know what it's doing, but it's doing something right. And we appreciate you guys sharing all the content. It's touching more people and it's reaching, I should say, more people than Jingo's main account has in a long time.
Yeah. My at What Did He Said page, I'm going to not touch it because I'm like the kiss of death. I don't want to get on there and post nothing. Frank's trying to revive my Facebook page. He's posting like little viral videos and shit that are getting traction. So I'm like, maybe I'm the problem. So we shall see.
You got to catch Jingo on the road. You got to go to a live show. Like we talked about in the last episode, the San Antonio shows were lit. Somebody who he had do a couple minutes on stage made a cool video, which we're actually using as the tour ad for the last four cities. It was really cool. Just getting people's reaction, almost like a testimonial of the show. I don't think we've ever really done that and put it into a video, but it was a nice 60-second look into what a live show is like if you've never seen one, because a lot of those people had never seen one.
Yeah, shout out to Juan Perez, man. He put together the...
There you go.
He was running out there getting a picture of the video of the line, getting a video of the crowd, hitting on stage, getting off stage, helping with the merch, getting video of people saying like, man, it was a fucking show of the year, amazing time. If you haven't gone, you gotta go. So take our word for it. Next stop, Irvine, Houston, Las Vegas, Salt Lake. All right, we gonna dive into this Loudoun County thing?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and dive into it now. You're gonna get a
short... Are you trying to push it back?
No, let's go to the next one. Just let's see if we can actually talk about this without having... Because it's on Patreon. It's on an unlisted YouTube video, but...
Oh, in other words, we trying not to get kicked off motherfucking YouTube, boy. Yeah. That's what it is. I'm like, damn, Rob really trying to tease the people?
We're not doing it on purpose, but we kind of are. Actually, I want to pull up that video of the doggy dog.
Okay.
So you can kind of get an idea of what I was talking about. I made it super vague.
Police dogs recognize freedom.
I believe this is in Australia, okay?
Yo, quick reminder. If you haven't yet, join us now. Go to patreon.com/redpillthamales. It's the only way to keep the show growing and to keep it going. You know we bought that freedom of speech. So we hope you like all the content. And that's all I got to say. When you get a chance, hit up patreon.com/redpillthamales. All right, back to the show.
No, the music doesn't even matter. It's just more so this police dog is trying to sick the dogs on a maskless citizen, and the dog ain't having it.
He's trying to actually sick a dog on a citizen.
The other guy's going to come at him with his, see? Come at him with his fucking...
What, over a mask?
Over the mask, brother.
Man, the normies don't even be knowing, bro.
And then he falls and the dog literally starts attacking him.
The normies don't even be seeing. They don't even be knowing, like, what? What's happening? And we be trying to tell y'all, but guess what? Big Tech is putting their finger on the scale, man. They are really interfering with just the narrative, what you're allowed to say. That's why I be sounding on here goofy, talking about, I'm on Getter. Did y'all see her? Hey, Rob, we got to start posting on Rumble. And then speaking of Rockfin, it's like, hey, are we going to start to co-distribute? Or are we going to take some shows over there? I mean... That's why we're going to talk about Trump's new social media company.
Yeah.
Because I never imagined, bro, that in 2021, like, if you'd have told me when... I'm looking at old pictures of myself right back there behind
me. Right behind me?
Yeah, the collage. And it's like, if you would have told me, hey, silly guy, dressing baggy, wearing a grill, trying to learn how to rhyme and be funny. You know, man, you're thinking that the hardest part is like, how do I get on radio? How do I sustain a career? The hardest part is, how do you maintain free speech? About 20 years from now, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be more than just MySpace. It's going to be all kind of platforms. And these big tech oligarchs, they're going to get really involved in politics and lobbying and get involved in other countries' elections and, you know, just get involved. I don't want to say how. But I never thought that, like, it'd be like, hey, man, one generation away, every generation going to have to fight for some freedom somehow. I didn't know that, like, oh, what your parents saw? That's nothing.
Yeah.
All your parents saw in Mexico is a little bit of, like, corruption. You know what I'm saying? Can't get ahead, can't trust elections. Oh, that's nothing compared to, like, you think you're saying something, but you're not.
Rogan had on, you ever heard Michael Malice on anybody's podcast?
A little bit here.
Yeah, he's kind of like a self-portrayed anarchist. Like, he believes that the system's completely broken. It's not possible to rebuild and fix, so let's start over kind of thing. Mm. He's very, very smart. I think he's a great guest on podcasts. He's a great podcaster. I still call him a bit of a psycho, which I think he'd probably consider a compliment. But I'm a fan of what he says for the most part, like 90% of it, right? And he had a really good quote that I actually put in my notes that made a lot of sense in regards to Rogan. He's like, I said this last week too, or last episode, he's dropping all these red like crumbs, right? Like, even though he's like a self-proclaimed, that's the word I was looking for, self-proclaimed liberal, right? He's letting CNN have it. He's letting Sanjay have it. He's letting these people that are just being straight up nonsensical have it. So let him, and another friend said, let him keep calling himself a liberal if it means him exposing them and making them look dumb.
Yeah, old school liberal.
Old school liberal, right? So Michael Malice was saying, because we're talking about these lockdowns, these masks, these people that are just, you know, tyrants in places like China or Australia or whatever. And he said, right here in the United States, he goes, bad people right now in the United States are gathering information about just how much a population is willing to handle or willing to take. And that's such a good point, because we've said that kind of in so many ways, but not exactly that. Despite who might be fully in control or making these decisions, they're pushing every button to see just how much the American people are willing to take so that maybe the next person, whoever's in now, gets voted out and then someone else comes in. But when they regain power again, they're going to keep pushing this. How far can we take the American people?
And then it's so easy to just say, hey, we've got the virus under control. Okay, what about climate?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you arguing? Call Big Tech. Shut them up. You know what I'm saying? Throw them in a gulag. I was watching this documentary on YouTube. It's one of those DW. Have you seen those?
Uh-uh.
I don't know if they're British made. I don't know what country they're from. Really fucking good. Because, for example, they did one where it was like China. Oh, excuse my language. Oh, man, goddamn. It was like China. Future surveillance state or whatever, whatever, right? So it's basically showing day-to-day life. Like, this is, you know, this is Han and his little family, and he has to do the QR code. He has to use the passport, you know, facial recognition. During the pandemic, people weren't wearing masks. This little startup company, right away, the team leader called all his people, say, start feeding the AI, start educating the AI. Take pictures of yourself with the mask, without different angles, and then they hop on a computer, and they start pulling up images, and they're like, educate the AI when it's the side of the face, when it's the back of the head, when it's just an object, when that's not a person. So basically, they show like in Beijing or Shanghai, like this big motherboard minority report of just like AI knowing how to detect, oh, someone's asking acting suspicious. Someone jaywalked. Someone threw their trash when they weren't supposed to. What was it? They had some shit like, oh, this person's doing a weird route, or oh, why did they go offline? Why'd they hop off a cell tower for about 30 minutes? What were they doing? And then, I think that's the one.
Here in this Shanghai surveillance center, no resident goes unwatched. Hundreds of millions of cameras are installed all over China.
I've never heard of this channel.
We have algorithms that automatically recognize certain behaviors. If someone isn't wearing a mask, for example, we immediately detect this wrongdoing.
Jaywalking.
No one can escape the camera's gaze, even when taking out the trash. Technological advancements in China affect Germany too.
And they tie it back
Chinese
into Germany.
Corporations have long been
That's nuts. So this video is called China Surveillance State or Way of the Future, DW documentary.
Very interesting, because they talk to regular people and they're like, no, this is good for society. Like, I'm willing to sacrifice a little bit of privacy, but look at how safe I can be out with my kid. Sure, we're being watched, but we're safe. Like, there's a trade-off. And then the child, she has a little smartwatch. She's paying for her meal when they all go out. She like looks up a homework assignment on her watch. She's on the TikTok version, because I guess China owns another version of TikTok for China. Obviously, they have their firewall. Everything's curated. It's just a society that I'm sure a lot of lefty-leaning liberals, if you just have AOC fucking pitch it to them, they're going to be like, fuck yeah. That is the end of the teaser. All right, if you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content. So head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right, see you there. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sus.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.